Journal Entry 30. The gang leaders and a majority of the town gathered along the streets. Everyone cheered as Sheriff Pete and his deputies escorted the former central leader out of town. It was a long walk to the edge. The Hulk and his goons whined the whole way. It was the "ropes my wrist are too tight" or "I need a drink of water." Then they started to get nasty by making threats. Tony and the other deputies were getting irritated. You could see it in their eyes. They wanted to bop each and every one of them around the head, neck, and shoulders with a good, strong club. I was impressed with their restraint. At the edge of town, Sheriff Pete and his deputies released the Hulk's restraints. Hemi asked to speak to the Hulk alone. She wanted to say something important to her former gang leader. I didn't hear what Hemi and the Hulk discussed. Their little meeting lasted only a moment. And then the Hulk and his goons continued down the road. The walk back was quieter. I hope we did the right thing. I think we did. Maddie.